to really tell us, to talk to us, to keep member states informed on ongoing developments. Thank you very much on behalf of our member states. That's very important, and thank you for the very important work you are doing. And please, I think this also merits an applause. Excellencies, dear colleagues, let us turn our attention to agenda items number 9 and number 10 of the agenda, which are set out to be considered together. These agenda items relate to the work of this committee and the standing committee in the year to come and include a number of draft decisions. So I do invite our rapporteur, Ms. Mary Kiebere, to introduce these draft decisions, which were reviewed and agreed upon by ExCom members during the informal preparatory consultations.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, let's now turn our attention to the decisions that address the work of the committee in the coming year. That is decision 2 on the program of work of the Standing Committee in 2025 is of a procedural nature. It reaffirms the traditional framework for the program of work as established in the 2005 decision on the working methods. This includes the March meeting with focus on operations, the June-July meeting with attention to the international protection and program policy, and then the